United Nations envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has begun what promises to be an extensive round of meetings in Iraq. He's trying to find a mechanism for establishing an interim Iraqi government to take power on June 30th. But his ideas are coming under pressure from several quarters, and the recent stains on the American image in Iraq haven't made his job any easier. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad.
As Washington remained riveted by the fallout from the prisoner abuse scandal, Iraqi politicians and interest groups clamored for space on Lakhdar Brahimi's schedule. Among many others, he'll be meeting with members of the U.S.-appointed governing council, some of whom have sharply criticized Brahimi's suggestions. Although the plan remains in flux, it essentially envisions an appointed president, two vice presidents, and a prime minister allocated among the major political factions, the Sunnis, the Shia, and the Kurds. A cabinet of technocrats would serve for 7 months, at which time elections are supposed to take place. Iraq's deputy foreign minister, Hamad al-Bayani, says such a plan could yield an interim government with the same image problem the governing council has today, that of an American puppet regime. For Bayani, a member of Iraq's Shiite majority, an elected National Assembly is option number one. Option number two could involve expanding the governing council. But he's practical enough to see that the short deadline is forcing Brahimi to reach further down the list.
The third option, which is setting up a government, is going to be the solution because we don't have such a time for a National Assembly for an extended governing council and then to set up a new government. For me, this is actually the weakest solution for a government.
Bayani is still resisting an all-technocrat government, though, urging the UN representative to consider a mix of technocrats and politicians, possibly only those who agree not to stand for election in the first polls the following January. Some Iraqi political analysts say Brahimi's job has been rendered impossible by the wave of anti-American sentiment now sweeping across Iraq. Professor Wamith Natmi is not one of them. He believes that if the U.S. permits a major role for the United Nations and calms the violence, it can still pull off a handover of power that may not be smooth, but could survive. But Natmi says he's at a loss to explain some American moves, such as the marginalization of someone like the wanted Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Natmi says if the U.S. can accept a negotiated Iraqi solution to the unrest in the Sunni city of Fallujah, why not in the Shiite cities of Najaf, Karbala, and Kufa?
I think the Americans should come to terms with Muqtada al-Sadr either by bringing some of his supporters to the new cabinet or at least allowing him the right of democratic opposition. But to marginalize him and try to bring him to trial while the country is not independent yet is a provocation which I really cannot understand.
But again this afternoon, U.S. spokesman Dan Senor reiterated the non-negotiable conditions the Americans have set for Sadr.
One, Muqtada al-Sadr must face Iraqi justice for the crimes of which he is accused. Secondly, Muqtada al-Sadr must disband his illegal militia, and he must remove himself and his forces from government buildings, and he must return government assets. That's where we begin any discussion.
During Friday Muslim prayers in Kufa today, Sadr offered a defiant speech, even as a more senior cleric urged Sadr's militia to disband. In Baghdad, Major General Mark Kimmett outlined the ongoing violence, including a dozen of Sadr's fighters killed in Najaf and eight more in Karbala. Elsewhere, two Polish television journalists, an award-winning correspondent and his Algerian producer, were killed in an ambush as they drove near Mahmoudia, about 20 miles south of Baghdad. A cameraman was wounded in the attack. Meanwhile, Lakhdar Brahimi will continue his meetings, including some outside Baghdad, if the security situation permits. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.